name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. The Lord of glory be with you.
The Lord bless you.
Well, a very warm welcome to our worship as we celebrate the Epiphany today on Sunday. It is, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, isn't it, the Epiphany, but we're celebrating it today. It's good to have you with us here. You've made it despite the very treacherous conditions out there. And I'm sure one or two folk have decided to stay at home, so good morning to you as well. Perhaps we could all wish each other a Happy New Year, and if you're at home, shout this way and they'll hear you, I'm sure. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Good to be. Actually, just something about the magazine. We'd hoped to get that out before Christmas. Alas, in this strange year that we've had, it hasn't really worked with printers, so we're hoping to get it out in the next week or two. If you would like to see it in advance, it is online. There is a copy of it there which you can read, but the hard copy of it will land hopefully on doormats either this week or certainly, hopefully, everything's hopefully and fingers crossed, the week after that.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Amen.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself, and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we who know you now by faith may at last behold your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Searching, following, and offering. Searching, following, and offering. Three words to carry with us as we come to the end of chapter one of these days of Christmas with the arrival of the wise men. The Advent wreath will depart after this morning, but the scene beneath the altar will remain with us until Candlemas as we continue to reflect more deeply on what the incarnation means for us. Today we remember the wise of the East who observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. And it is those three words, searching, following, and offering, with which I began, that capture both something of what happened to them, but also have a universal quality to them that speaks to us today. But first, these chaps from the East, who do we imagine them to be? We assume, of course, that they possess wisdom, hence wise men, men who have spent their days inquiring after the meaning and purpose of life. And yet, whatever wisdom they'd acquired, perhaps they knew it to be just a beginning, for they were still searching, our first word. It seems to me that the more we discover about life, the more mysteries that we unlock, more rather than less questions emerge. I think it was Albert Einstein who once said, "The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know." And if that's true for the realms of science, then it's also true for our life with God. The spiritual life rooted in a commitment to prayer and contemplation, as Jesus taught, is one of constant discovery. This, for me, is one of the joys of life, that whatever we might know, there is more to discover and learn. We human beings have been created searchers, people to search out and look for meaning. Some find this unsettling, preferring the realms of simple truths, and yet my experience tells me that God is always up to mischief, always leading us forward, inviting us to keep searching, inviting us to quote the prophet Isaiah, to lift up your eyes round about and see. Words echoed later by Stephen Hawking, who said, "Remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Try to make sense of what you see and wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious." So like the wise men, we keep on searching. And try to remember that faith is an adventure for the curious, not a descent into narrowness, and what better person to accompany us than Jesus. And that leads me on to that second word, following. The wise men were following a star, and astrologers have long mused about the rising of this particular star. Indeed, there was speculation recently whether the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter that happened on the 21st of December was the star that guided them. Well, if it was, then I'm glad they weren't in Leeds, because all we saw was a day of thick mist. But this isn't really the question I'm interested in, more the sense that they were following the star, especially when we consider the depth of meaning we find in that word. For example, in the Revelation of John, right at the end of the Bible, we hear these words echoing the words of the prophet Isaiah and the searching of the wise men, that Jesus is the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. For us, the star is not in the sky, but Jesus, the bright morning star, the one whom we follow. And our following of him is not passive or always easy, but requires a bit of effort, something that memorable poem that should be compulsory reading at this time of year, The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot, captures so well. His words speak of a sense of how challenging the journey was for them. There were times we regretted, he says, and that their searching was all folly. But having met Jesus in the crib, having followed the star, they were changed forever. And in that memorable line, they were no longer at ease, for they had encountered God and realized what it meant. Their lives could never be the same again. So in finding Jesus and then following him, our lives are changed. And that leads me from searching to following and to the last word, offering. For having seen Jesus, the wise men opened their treasure chests and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They offered him that which mattered to them. And though these gifts had symbolic meaning, it is that sense of offering that I want us to reflect upon. For we too have met the child in the crib through these days, met the God who comes among us and says, I love you. And as we journey on, we hold Christina Rossetti's question from her famous carol in our minds, what can I give him, poor as I am? The answer, as she concludes, is that we give our hearts, a word that speaks of our whole selves, all that we are and all that we have. We offer our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice, as one of our post-communion prayers puts it. And part of our offering is to sustain the life of the church where Christ is found. Of course, last year at St. Mary's, life had to contract, and we have had to focus on our primary purpose, worship. And though we are still in a place of shelter as we begin this new year, our hope and prayer must be as we go forward that our life together can expand once again. And so as we look ahead, though there are difficult days ahead, there will, I hope and pray, as we all do, be a renewed opportunity to offer the treasure of your life, particular and unique as it is, in love and service to Jesus in all kinds of way, to sustain and enlarge this church family where we are all thankful to belong. So to draw things together, may God bless us as we continue searching for the God at work amongst us, as we follow Jesus, our star, wherever that might lead, and as we offer our lives to love and serve him in and through our life together at St. Mary's and beyond. Searching, following, and offering. Let me finish with those wonderful words of the prophet Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Thanks be to God. Amen."
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church here in Whitkirk and around the world, thinking today of the Anglican province of Alexandria in Africa. We give thanks for those who lead us in worship, and those who work tirelessly behind the scenes to allow your church to function. We pray for those whose faith may have been tested, diminished, or extinguished during the past year. For those who have felt let down or excluded as your church has adapted to a new normal. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, re-energize, and renew, and may your church be a source of comfort, hope, and strength for everyone. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in fear of war, of famine, of extreme weather, those who are completely dependent on others for help, those who are exploited because of their circumstances. We pray for a just world where your gifts can be shared equally among all people. Lord God, give the leaders of all nations the foresight to act in a way that demonstrates a love for all. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our own community, for the residents and staff at Colton Lodges, and for all those involved in our online activity. Thank God it's Friday. In a time when achieving a sense of community has been challenging, we pray for all those who may be lonely or isolated, and give thanks to those who reach out a helping hand. Lord, in your mercy. As we start a new year, we pray for a return to normality, that those who have been separated may meet again, that those places that have been closed may reopen, and that hope and joy which has been lost may be rediscovered. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our family and friends, especially those who will find the start of the year a difficult one, for those in debt, for those unhappy in their work, for those looking for work, for those in need of help but unable to ask for it. Lord God, give each of us the insight to spot those in need and the strength to take positive action. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them, be that medical professionals, family, or friends. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Martin Hatton, and Ian May. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died: Joyce Cope, Sheila Chapman, and on the anniversary of their death, David Hilton, Helmut Kowalik. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Lord, accept your people's gifts, not gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but hearts and voices raised in praise of Jesus Christ, our light and our salvation. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All honour and praise be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. For at this time we celebrate your glory made present in our midst. In the coming of the Magi, the King of all the world was revealed to the nations. In the waters of baptism, Jesus was revealed as the Christ, the Saviour sent to redeem us. In the water made wine, the new creation was revealed at the wedding feast. Poverty was turned to riches, sorrow into joy. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Body of Christ, broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, the bright splendour whom the nations seek, may we who with the wise men have been drawn by your light discern the glory of your presence in your Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be glory and praise forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. To you be glory and praise forever. When the time had fully come, you sent the Son of Righteousness. In him the fullness of your glory dwells. To you be glory and praise forever. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, give us a place with the saints in light in the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts and fill our lives with his joy and peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We have seen his glory, the glory revealed to all the nations. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.